This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm joined, as always, my name's Ryan Jones, but that's not important. I'm joined, as always, by the most important person, Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello, we are back.
Another season that looks very different for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is we no longer have Chris Harrison. For whatever you feel about him or what caused him to get the boot and then remove himself, if you will, it still looks weird to not have him on this show.
Yeah, even the voiceovers in the beginning, I think, started off the episode with a whole different vibe. The voiceovers were definitely not great. It was more movie trailer-ish, I think, then we're so used to Chris's, I don't know, suspense and like everything he foreshadows, even though like we know what exactly is going to happen. Basically, every single episode is the same. But it was definitely more like a movie trailer. No emotion behind it.
Yeah, if they were going to use somebody that was a guy as opposed to Tayshia and Caitlin, I kind of wish they would have used a voice we knew, whether that was Wells or pick your poison, whoever your favorite.
Or literally any other voice.
As opposed to in a world where Katie is looking for love.
Exactly. Even if it was done before they chose Tayshia as Caitlin, like you had time. They should do all voiceovers if they're going to be, I mean, they're the hosts for this season. If they're more permanent, then I think they definitely need to redo some voiceovers for sure.
Kind of surprised they went with the voice as opposed to someone that we recognize. Or like you said, just whoever the host happens to be. You know, if Bachelor in Paradise comes back and it's David Spade one week and it's someone else another week, like why not have the host do the VOs? It just seemed very odd.
Yeah, it kind of set it off to like, I think I kind of forgot that it wasn't going to be his voice. Because you don't really think about it. You just expect to hear his voice. And then it just wasn't.
Well, I guess we should get used to it because and we can talk about it a little bit more later on, but he ain't coming back. But in the meantime, the focus is on our second favorite Katie, which is Katie the Bachelorette. And they're off to the wonderful world of New Mexico, which everybody dreams of going to for love. Funny 30-second side story is I once got caught in a snowstorm. Yes, snowstorm in New Mexico. New Mexico. And yes, and the fact that you're saying, wow, it snows in New Mexico. Yeah, they weren't prepared for it either. So you know what they did? All they did was they just shut the highway down, literally as we were on it. It's not one of those deals where they do anything else. You park your car on the highway, and we were there for 7 hours. So hopefully these people have a better experience than I did. And we found out that not only was Katie heading to the Hyatt Regency in New Mexico, 30 men at the Hyatt Regency.
You could definitely tell she was nervous. Like, who wouldn't be? I enjoyed kind of, I don't know if you remember Hannah Brown's intro, but how they like told her to like do like a slow walk down the path. And she was so awkward about it. And Katie definitely did followed in Hannah's footsteps there. Like, she was just like, what, I just stand up against the wall? You just, like, record me? Like, it was very, she just didn't know what to do. And I think that's a good thing about her. She isn't someone, I think, that is really in it for, you know, just to be on TV or whatever. She's always been pretty down to earth for the most part.
Yeah, and I think one of the storylines we're going to hear a lot of this year is the fact that her parents divorced when she was a baby, so she's never had that marriage sort of to learn from, or if you think you need that. So she's never seen what a functional marriage looks like in her own home. So how that influences this journey and drink about just this doesn't feel right, but maybe that's why it's okay, because you've never known what right felt like before. And now I'm sure that's going to be part of her as she, because she said, yes, I like having fun and all that, but I also need to be serious and, you know, because I'm looking to get engaged. But I imagine we're going to be hearing a lot about the fact that she didn't have that in her household growing up.
Yeah. And side note, since you said drink, I think we need to add sex positive to the drinking list, because that was used quite a bit last night.
Yeah, that's this year's, you know, version or roll tide, whatever the, you know, the easy, the low hanging fruit is, if you will, each season. So yeah, sex positive is the
one. Think like it was probably mentioned at least 10 times.
Yeah, although I was expecting sex toys. And I mean, because a blow up doll was not a sex toy, or at least, God, I hope not. I was a little surprised. I thought, I mean, I had the over under pretty high
on
sex toys. Like, yeah. Not a single when the first dude was talking about, or the one that had the blow up doll, when he started talking about it, I thought he was going to end up having a.
That's what I thought.
And then he has the blow up doll, which is clearly just there as a prop and not something he actually used.
Yeah.
I figure if it was good enough for Katie to bring what she actually used, I mean,
yeah,
to be fair, I don't actually know any guys that have something. but you could go on to like Adam and Eve or something and just order and say it's yours, as opposed to a blow up doll, which you know slash hope isn't actually being used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because to me, a blow up sex doll to me isn't even something that's sex positive. That's just a whole different issue.
That's a whole nother thing to get into. but yeah, I mean, that was like, it wasn't a quick thing about her. Like they even based their ad campaign like around that. Like, see what the buzz is about. Like that was what she was known for before she, you know, kind of stepped out of her shell last season.
Yeah. And instead what we got was a lot of, you know, insinuation, a lot of double entendres, but no physical things.
Yeah.
Which was a little surprising. I definitely lost that bet.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely thought there'd be at least one.
Yeah. And I don't know. So there was a Brendan and a Brandon, I believe.
Yes.
And so on the intros,
Brendan was the firefighter.
And he stayed, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and so
Brandon was the one that came in on the motorcycle?
Moped.
Sorry.
Please, motorcycle.
A scooter.
Yes.
Let's just
trust me. We all know plenty of people who are driving around mopeds and acting like they're on a motorcycle, but it is not a motorcycle. So of the 2, 4, 6, 8 people that got the special intros before the intros, that means that she kept all of them.
Yep.
Usually there's at least one that sort of is surprising. Like, oh, we got to meet their family in the videos and then they got the boot, but not this year. They all stayed.
Yeah, they didn't get into, I mean, there weren't too many memorable entrances this year. Like, I was actually kind of disappointed. I wrote a few notes on things that stood out, but nothing was like, now that's a good entrance, or like, that was horrible. Like, it was just, they were just like, okay.
Yeah, and it's an interesting line to walk for these guys, because Katie, when she was talking to Caitlin and Tayshia, you know, they did the awkward, like, should we go back inside and have a chat? Yeah. Not as awkward as Matt with Chris last year, but still, she sort of, yeah. So she wants a great mix of, listen, I'm fun and I need people to the way to my heart is to make me laugh. But at the same time, I want a grown-ass man. And so it's not just, okay, let's be open about sex and sex-positive drink, but it's also just like, be a man and let's we do at some point need to go beyond just being sex positive. And we got a little
man mean like not have any creative entrances. Like,
and if anything, I think the most creative one was probably Connor the Cat. And I certainly wouldn't think of that as a grown ass man entrance, but
no, that's the opposite.
Was the one that got the most attention from her.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't think I knew that she was a crazy cat lady. And those are her words, not mine, by the way. Don't send the hate mail.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that changes my opinion of her any because, you know, I dig Katie, not just you.
Yeah.
All Katie's. I thought she did a good job, but I don't know. She didn't hit me as a, again, her words, a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, definitely not. I don't think it was ever brought up before. So I think that's why it was kind of surprising, maybe. But I mean, yeah, she ended
up we have to talk about sex toys. You expect us to talk about sex toys and cats? Come on. There'll be way too many jokes in there.
Woo. Yeah, she was digging it though. Like she got all in, she took the pause and good for her, I guess. I don't know. Not my cup.
And she was so into that. And it's a little, makes me wonder. And we see in the coming attractions for the season where she's like, let's just get to fantasy suites. I mean, does Connor the Cat need to keep that outfit around? Because.
Oh, I didn't like it. I mean, I have to say, like, sorry if this offends anyone, but I'm not a cat person. Like, I'm very allergic also. So that plays a big part into it. But I'm definitely a dog person over a cat person.
I grew up with cats. I like cats very much.
Yeah.
But ever since I got a dog at like 13, I've been nothing but a dog person. I was like, what have we been missing my whole life? How have we not had a dog?
Yeah.
And luckily not allergic to either. But still, even if I had stayed on the cat path, hard to imagine being like, you know how I'm gonna dress up like a cat and that's gonna get this girl to notice me. But I would have been unsuccessful in my attempts for Katie Thurston because apparently she wants people to dress up like a cat.
I don't know what was worse, like her taking part of the costume and putting it on or kissing and getting all the paint on her face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the person after, she still had some like up in the nose. But I really wanted, I really wanted her to walk out into the group with just her face just
black,
covered in the makeup. Like, what? Nothing happened? What are you talking about?
I definitely didn't kiss on the first night.
No, I don't, a little something here. No, I'm looking good, right? This is how my makeup's supposed to be. It was like this before. You don't remember that? No, that's totally weird.
He's definitely an interesting one. I don't know, like, this, not saying that this would be fine for a normal person, but like, you have students that like are watching this whole thing unfold, and the opening with like him in his like bathtub, like singing with a ukulele, like your students are old enough to be watching the show. So it's definitely kind of awkward. He also has a new EP on Spotify, just to let you know.
He has what?
He has an EP on Spotify, new.
Oh, of course he, oh, great. And he was already sort of giving me like Jed vibes, because anytime I see anybody from Nashville that's also a musician, and the fact that he's like, I'm a teacher, but
I'm really a musician.
Always makes me worry. And then the fact that it's got a new EP that just dropped on Spotify, make sure to pre-save and download.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm definitely gonna listen.
Well, the bar is set very low, considering if he's coming from the Jed pool. So at least there's that.
Yeah. Agreed.
you know, of all the people that, you know, we have 30 entrances. Obviously, the one that we saw the most beforehand was the RV. And we didn't get to see nearly as much. as they actually showed us in the previews. They showed her being more, whoa, is that thunder?
That is thunder. Oh,
if you folks are listening closely, you heard that. Wow. Okay. They showed her in the previews being much more disgusted with it all. Mm-hmm. And like, no, this isn't for me. And clearly it wasn't, because, you know, she sent him packing. But she handled it better than they, or at least they showed her handling it better than she actually did. Because in the previews, it's just like, nope.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that. I didn't like that.
I like the idea of it. It's just when you're in New Mexico already and then you pull up in the Breaking Bad style RV, not great. And then to not have it clean.
That's what I was going to say. You're really not, like, you're not going to have it clean before, like, you know that she's going to be in there at some point.
And then you serve her iced tea, which is fine. But then to even make the sort of awkward joke of her, like, oh, I'm not going to give you alcohol, then try to get you in the bedroom.
Yeah, that was so creepy.
See, I wouldn't have even probably gone to the rose ceremony. I would have just been like, I think you're in your car.
I'm just going to stay in my RV.
You stay here.
The door's there.
It was nice to meet you. I hope you have the keys in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a short stay.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that, for sure.
And I guess the other one is the box. And we've had this in past seasons where it's, you know, what's in the box, except it's never been a person.
And it's usually what's in the last what's in the box moment that we had was like a very negative thing with Claire in her season. But I thought it was interesting that he waited that long to stay in the box. I feel like that might be a kind of a red flag, I think. Well, or not a red flag, but like definitely strange.
Yes.
Like, come in a box, like that's your entrance, like that's fine. But like maybe like just pop out of the box, like say, hey, I'm James. But you just let it go on way too far.
To be fair, when he stayed in the box that long and like is being wheeled around, I actually thought he was going to look more like me. And for him to pop out and look like he did, I was shocked. Like, beyond
shocked. He just didn't seem like he would be the type to, like, do a gimmick that far into the night.
Well, if he's a good-looking guy, and that's the thing, is usually you're only going to do something that far if it's like, I really need it to be about how, oh, I really invested and look past the looks or lack thereof. But he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he was.
And
I'm just waiting for something, I think, to happen with him.
Yeah, and it's like he was able to like hop out real quick, so he's got a little athleticism. Like, I was expecting.
I wasn't expecting him.
Yes, the exact opposite of that. And for some reason, the dudes were ready to throw down with him. Like, if he gets the first impression, Rose, I'm going to be so upset.
But like, why? Like, why would you be so upset? Like, it's just. Can you hear that?
I didn't hear that one.
Okay, because it's that's rain. Like, the raindrops are huge.
It's downpouring. And we're in the Northeast. I'm in Connecticut. Katie's in Massachusetts. And I have a storm here that it's just rain.
Yeah.
But, a little lightning in the distance, painting the word picture for you. But Katie apparently has just all of the cats and dogs on her right now.
I have everything right now. So hopefully it's not distracting in this recording.
Well, hopefully the twins stay asleep too, because I know they generally like to make cameos in these episodes as well. So we'll see how that goes. But beyond the surprise that that James was a good-looking man, I think the only other one, because I keep thinking like, oh, these are all kind of boring, and they were. How do we feel about Andrew trying out the accent and like trying to sell it, but then not?
Yeah, I'm mixed on that because, like, is it kind of a red flag that he can lie like that? But also, I mean, I think she was onto it, but, and she eventually called him out on it, but I think she liked his entrance, but I thought it was just a strange thing to do as your first impression, really, like your first meeting. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
And in his pre-taped segment, he was doing the Duke. He was trying to, I burn for you. I burn for you. And that's as good as my accent gets. So I'm glad he was doing it and not me. But if you're going to roll up with the accent, whether you're trying to sell it or not, if you've been working on, hey, we're going to do Bridgerton, don't you at least try to go the Bridgerton route?
Yeah. Well, I was confused at first because I was like, I don't remember him having this accent in his intro tape like 5 minutes ago. Like, am I really not paying attention? Like, I don't understand. I must have missed that. But then he started, speaking without an accent, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's not just me. Yeah, also, do you know who is Clay Harbor's cousin? You know Clay?
I know. Of course, like, I know Clay.
Yeah, Bachelor.
Andrew is
Clay. Yeah, Andrew is Clay.
Oh, I had no idea. Cousin. Okay. Football apparently runs in the family.
So. Yeah, exactly. So that's interesting. But I mean, that's according to the internet, so can't be sure. Unless it comes out at some point.
The thing about Andrew, and I don't know how much you follow, football beyond the NFL, but to be a professional in Austria is really a commitment to, I need this in my life. You know, there are certain things, like if you're a baseball player and you really need to play and there's not a room for you in the major leagues or the minor leagues even, then you go play in Korea or you go play in Mexico or other countries, basically, that aren't major or minor league. Or even here in the States, we have some independent league ball. Those are the guys who are like, I'm this. And so I don't know how the Austrian seasons go. I don't know if he's now retired, but I do think it says something about going forward. As we saw with Clay, he was still, for a time, wanted to stay with football. Obviously, it didn't end up working out again.
Yeah.
I do wonder if it's going to come up like, no, I need to, chase my football dreams in, Belgium next year.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
I feel like that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. He went through this whole accent thing as his introduction. But then he was like, oh, just kidding. Like, I'm from Chicago. But like, didn't like fully say that. Oh, but I work in Austria.
And the alter ego mentioned that, oh, I'm coming over from Austria. Wow. That's a long trip. But yeah, to just breeze over the fact that,
is that part of the joke? Like, I don't think, maybe she doesn't realize that. Like, the accent was a joke. So is it a joke that you live/play football in Austria? I don't know.
Maybe I think you need to mention that right away. Of like, oh, I'm from Chicago, but I did come from Austria because I was playing football over there. And, I'm really, part of what drives me is pursuing this dream of being a professional football player.
Yeah, I feel like he was just like, had the accent, was like, no, just kidding. I'm from Chicago. But like, what about this Austria part? Like, is this still a joke? Or I don't know if she knows, or they're just going to blow over it and just assume that she knows.
Because it's a big deal unless he's retired from that. And that's fine. But if he's
if you're not going back to it and you're living in Chicago and that's where you're going to live, then that's a different story. But if you're still there, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a, hey, ha, 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 let's talk about our accents. It's, okay, if this works out, you might have to move to Austria with me.
Yeah, by the way, I live in Austria. So you can, we can just have a long distance marriage.
Yeah, like, let's just blow over that. That's fine.
Yeah.
So Christian, since you're a Boston person, uh-huh. Christian starts talking about how Boston is, one of the most romantic cities. Yeah. And I mean, I like Boston. It's uh-huh. a nice city. Uh-huh. Do I think of it as a romantic destination?
No.
Christian kid. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, romantic is not a word that I would describe Boston as. I don't know where he lives, but I wouldn't use romantic as a description for Boston.
There are a lot of words I could use to describe Boston. Yeah. I don't think romantic would be one of them.
It's not.
And, whenever we get to the rose ceremony and they start focusing on the people that haven't gotten a rose yet, and they're going over all the reasons why. And he's talking about how, like, oh, I think I blew it. I was sweating and I didn't say the right words. And then he gets the rose anyways. I always think it's interesting how the producers have to sit them down and say, okay, let's go over all the reasons why you wouldn't get a rose. And they just like, that can't be good for the ego.
Yeah, and we're just going to add them as audio pieces throughout this whole.
And the longer she waits to give you a rose, the more you're going to have to say, or America's going to hear you say all the ways you screwed up your time with her before.
Exactly.
So it's a good confidence builder. Like, let's just go with it. No, keep going. We're going to. And is that bad if they keep asking you to add more? They're like, dude, I've told you like 20 things I did wrong. Let's just.
But more, I think you have more. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, did you have something in your teeth? Could you have had something in your teeth? Maybe you're forgetting? Is that, no? Okay, well, let's just say why don't you just say you had something in your teeth? We'll go with that and go. His, I think, is the most interesting. And when they were, the other one from the post intro, this is now we're into the, we're getting one-on-one time. So Michael brings out a picture of his dog. Mm-hmm. Michael's dog has the same name as Katie's cat. Cute connection. Really great. He then mentions, oh, by the way, I also have a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is fine. But how do you not lead with the child?
Yeah, I think the same pet name might have like been a good add-on at the end. I think your child probably should have been first.
Do you think the mother of the child is like, guys, you wonder why I only wanted to give him weekends? Like,
it wasn't even his intro.
He always wants to talk about the cats more.
Yeah, not his proudest moment, probably.
And if you need a way to distinguish the Michael from Mike, Michael has a child and has clearly had sex before, thus the child.
Yes.
Mike
has not,
and he will be the Colton of the season, where every conversation with him about him will revolve around him not having sex. But
especially this season.
But while he hasn't ruled out that, hey, if things go well and I'm in love with her, mm-hmm. so it's not necessarily a deal breaker, like we need to wait until marriage. And it sounds like just from the 5-minute clip they showed us at the end of the episode that, hey, Mike might need to be making some decisions as the season goes along.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure based on what we saw, like he'll probably definitely be around for a while.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're as sex positive as you want to be, if you're on this show and you're talking about, you know, contemplating, oh my God, do we have sex or not, that it's probably more than a few weeks.
Yes.
No matter how sex positive
and,
you are.
And again, like, do you know what show you're going on?
Well, and we've gotten this far and we haven't even talked about the guy that walks away with the first impression rose, which shocked me only because after Connor the cat, I didn't think anyone else had a chance.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was going to Connor.
And not just because of the cat. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even just the cat connection. It was just this makeout session that, you know, whiskers and all was just all in. And I'm thinking, okay, just it's over. Like, just call the fight, throw it, it's over.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And yeah. No, she had other plans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of random because he was so nervous he really could not speak. But I don't know if you knew that he was originally casted for Claire's season.
No.
And then Tasia's, but it didn't get that far. And also, there was, let me see.
And this is Greg, or this is
Greg.
This is Greg that, okay.
Yeah, so Greg and Carl, who's the motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So they were casted for Claire's season, and then they were going to be cast, but they didn't get that far. Like, I don't know what that means, that they didn't get that far. Like, yeah. They found someone. Like, that's just what each, you know, article said about this, was that they didn't make it that far. So they were cast, but then when it became time for filming, they, I guess, didn't need them. Like, maybe they found better people for them.
Huh.
But yeah, so those two, at least those two, were originally casted for last season.
So another tease that they gave us was the staple of most seasons, which is, if you're not here from me, leave.
Get out.
I mean, if you're looking for something on the surface that would certainly seem, would draw that reaction, is, oh, I was going to go on the show with Claire and then with Tayshia, and just didn't work out timing wise. Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm really here for you. I promise.
Yeah.
Are you, okay, though? Great. Yeah. And I understand she did talk about, well, while I expected to be more interested in these outgoing, funny guys. The shy ones, you know, I've really taken a liking to, and, you know, the whole opposites attract thing. And I guess that's where Greg sort of was able to slip in and pass the kitty cat.
I guess so. I mean, he certainly was a quiet one.
Yeah.
He didn't really know how to speak, I think, because, I mean, which is understandable. I probably would be the same way, honestly. But, yeah, I don't, there was something there. There was definitely an instant spark there or something.
And it was cute that he gave her the pasta necklace and focused so much on family.
Yeah.
I did not come away from that conversation, or really any of the other ones, and thinking it was better than Connor the cat. I mean, hey, again, just how do you compete with that? Apparently,
yeah,
sure
I definitely thought it was right off the bat going to be Connor after their one-on-one time. So I think probably he was expecting it too. And then they were like, okay, Greg, who? Like,
and you are.
Speaking of, can we talk about that random fight that happened in the middle of the episode? Because I thought I missed something. I was like, but then I looked on social media and everyone was like, what is this random fight that's happening? No one knew.
Who even was it?
I don't know. I don't know any of their names. I know Connor and Greg.
If you're not Connor the cat and you're not Greg the shy dude with the pasta necklace.
Oh my God.
You gotta give me the Chiron. I'm sorry, people. Put the name on the screen.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the entire five episodes. Every single time, put their names on.
The only thing I can figure totally random is that they end up fighting continuously and they had to be like, let's just lay the groundwork a little. It would have been nice if you gave us some names to go with the groundwork, but that's the only thing I can figure is they thought, well, we don't want the fight just to pop out of nowhere later. So let's have it.
Yeah. Was there just no drama the first night that like they needed something, but it was too random though. Like, they were having good conversations, and all of a sudden, the camera flipped to, I don't like you. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know
well,
who's fighting, like we just
I
said.
I disagree with everything you've said. Oh, okay.
Then I was like, oh, did I miss something? Like, do they know each other? Or, like, I was just. But then I looked on social media and everyone was thinking the same exact thing that I was. They were just like, who are these people and why are they yelling at each other?
I have to assume they know each other. And this is from before.
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm pretty sure, I mean, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure one of the guys, whoever it is, said, I never liked you. So... You never liked me within the 10 minutes that you just met me, or
yeah, I know you have to be a special kind to go on one of these shows, but it would be very hard. Like, I don't even think Chad pulled one of those where like within the first 10 minutes, you're going up to someone and being like, yo, bro, don't like you. Never liked you. This is it. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you introduce yourself. Like, I'm sorry, did you want to shake hands first? Or no, you're just going to go right to the, you never liked me. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah. There definitely has to be some backstory, I think, on that, or else the producers just lost their mind on this season completely. But yeah, it was extremely random. I honestly at first thought I missed something. And so I would just rewound like 2 minutes, and then I realized that no, it was random. It was just dropped in there.
Hi. Well, at least we're on the same page there. You know, before we get to, I guess, the rose ceremony with 100 guys, anything else other than people not liking each other out of nowhere that it seemed to catch your eye?
I want to be friends with Trey. Like, he's the one that truck with the balls. But, like, his intro was so, like, he just seems like such a fun guy. Like, good vibes all the time. Like, I definitely want to be his friend.
Yeah, and you know that he's not just one of these guys, or girls, depending on the season, obviously, who, I just want to party and be fun, but then there's nothing else behind that. Like, the dude's an engineer. He can tell you every number of pi.
Yeah.
And then he brings a ball pit to the party, which,
I mean, come on.
It doesn't get better than, thank you for reminding me. I don't know how I didn't lead with the ball pit, because any party growing up that had a ball pit was the best party.
Yeah, 100%. And she loved it.
I'm demanding this now. Adult parties need to have more ball pits. I understand it's probably not COVID safe right now, but soon, when we're to that point where
really you're full of germs, but we should do it.
Right. And that's why maybe not right this moment, but maybe like post herd immunity, adult parties, it needs to be a requirement to have a ball pit. That's a great pickup by you. I apologize for not leading with the ball pit. It's just home run all the way around. And Trey, you're invited to, what ball pit or not, you're invited to all of our parties going forward.
Yes, 100%.
I apologize, Trey, for not. Okay. And by the way, he got the first rose of the rose ceremony.
Yes, he did.
Take that how you may. I don't know if that ends up being a thing.
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of good vibes from him. I feel like he's a really, like, an actual good person. So I hope he sticks around for a while, because if not, I'm sure he'll do just fine in Bachelor Nation if he chooses to. But I think he made a good impact yesterday, and he was just a lot of fun. Just his energy was a lot of fun.
And you want to tell me a ball pit wouldn't improve Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. On the beach?
Just saying.
Come on.
Just saying. You could throw some, like, frozen ones in there. Not frozen, but, like, chilled. So that it helps you cool down.
We're on the wrong side of this franchise.
Guys, call us up. We're ready to help produce. Let's do this.
The only other person that didn't really give me a good vibe that I personally was not a fan of was Gabriel. He did. He was the one that came up and gave that really awkward hug. And he was like, can I show you my favorite hug? Like, who has a favorite hug? I don't know any favorite hug. She was really into him. She stared at him the whole way of him walking into the resort. I was not a fan of that. And then I read that he was on a Bravo show called Make Me a Supermodel. So that made me dislike him even more.
And I have a feeling that the ladies may have pulled her aside and been like, yeah, special hug? That's mentioned way too many times in family court. You gotta get rid of somebody that calls it I got a special hug.
Yeah. It was, not when we first meet, no. Like,
Or ever. I've known you for years. If I ever came up to you and said, Katie, I want to let you know I have a special hug.
Can I show you my favorite hug?
No, you may not show you. You may not show me your favorite hug. That is absolutely a hard pass for me.
I just don't understand who has a favorite hug. Like, one thing, yeah, if you like to hug, but you have a favorite one that, like, you want to crack her back, basically? I don't know. I thought it was
And breathe. And just, oh, this is great. Yeah, I just met you 2 minutes ago, and you're pressing your body up against mine and breathing deeply. Yeah, this is awesome.
I mean, I don't know if she liked it for some reason, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like he could have maybe done like a typical, like just a breathe in, breathe out moment. That
hold hands. Let's breathe
even
in.
Yeah, I would have been like, that was a good entrance because people do that. And I feel like the lead need it at that time. And I think that's a good way to do it. But I don't think you need to like go right up and like, and hug her and make her breathe with you.
Yeah. Next time I'm out at the bar, I'm just going to walk up to a random girl and be like, can I show you my favorite hug? And see how that goes.
I have a favorite hug to you. Can I show you?
I'm going to workshop that. See how it goes. I'm going to look very different next time you see me. Because guess what? It's not going to go well.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Not good. That was really the only other standout from me. Besides Justin being an amazing artist. But
and getting the first kiss. Not the only kiss, but the first kiss.
Yep. But yeah, that was, I was definitely disappointed with the lack of creativity, I should say, in the entrances, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully those episodes from here on out are a bit more exciting.
Well, and after she handed out the roses, she said, I don't have a top two. I have a top 22. And my math is not very, very good. So I had you double check it. And there are actually 23 guys left, but there were 22 roses that she handed out at the actual rose ceremony, because then obviously Greg had the 23rd. But correct. So do you worry about being that 23rd person who she said, I've got a top 22 and then one?
Yeah. I think in her mind, she kept saying, okay, I have to get through these 22 roses. Like, I think Greg was already, like, I don't want to say out of her mind, but, like, she got that first impression rose done, and she's like, okay, now I have to focus on these 22. And then I think the 22 was just in her head, and I think that's where it came from.
Right, and we got rid of 7 people, but I'm pretty sure they only showed us 3 of the goodbyes.
Yeah, I mean,
and they didn't talk.
No.
And didn't talk to any
of
them.
So that means out of these 23 people, 2 of these are the fighters. We think.
Well, so they didn't even, I don't remember the last time, even on a first night of a rose ceremony, where they didn't talk to someone after they walked out of the house about, you know, oh, I poured my heart out, or I really thought, you know, I came here and quarantined for 2 weeks.
I really wanted to go home.
They didn't talk to a single one of them. They're just like, hey, bye. We're only going to show you 3 of them, but 7 of them went home. Okay, let's do a toast. There you go.
Yeah.
Toast.
Yeah, it's very – the season's definitely going to be interesting, I think.
Well, as we've seen, when you get to the – on this season – of The Bachelorette, and since it wasn't Chris Harrison's voice, you know, you had the In a World.
Yeah.
When Katie Thurston decides she no longer wants to be The Bachelorette, because that's another thing that you always have to check off your bingo card every year. The lead at some point will question whether they want to continue on this journey drink.
Because will they leave? Will they end the show sooner? We don't know.
And Katie storming off, not you, hopefully. Katie storms off saying, I'm done. Book my flight.
Yeah. Okay, Katie.
We're spoiler free here, but let me do a spoiler alert without actually knowing that it's a spoiler. They don't actually book her flight. I'm just letting you know.
Pretty sure they let the season complete.
So, I mean, I don't know for sure that that's what happens, but I feel pretty confident saying no one actually ends up booking her flight.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out
there. If it's not a Claire situation, like being done so soon, like early in the season, then we're going to be just fine. We're in for a regular season.
And who is the dude with the goatee that comes back? I forgot his name already.
Oh, Blake?
Blake, thank you. I've just blocked out that name altogether.
I actually have something about Blake too. Mm. So apparently, also found on the internet, so who knows, is best friends with Brendan, The firefighter.
Oh, okay.
They're both from Canada. Okay. And they're supposedly very good friends. So that should be interesting.
But if your bro is there looking for love, you're going to go and try to swoop in and get her instead?
Exactly. So I don't know how much truth is it there is to it, and how it plays out, and if that's going to be a big focal point of this season. I don't know. Who knows if it's even true? But I read that they are very good friends.
Yeah, I can say so I was not needing more Blake in my life, and not just this Blake. Like any, I was hoping for a Blake-free season. Like that name just.
Yeah, I mean, he was, yeah. I mean, it's not, it could be worse, I guess, but I'd be okay if, like, we didn't see him on the show again.
Well, listen, I'm excited. I think that despite the lack of excitement from what the guys gave us on the intros, I'm still excited because from start to finish, Katie's like was just beaming the whole time. So like she's in, she's there, she's gonna have fun with this, which I think we all expected. But she certainly, I just think, proved it on this first night.
Okay, yeah. So it definitely says in multiple articles that they are very close friends.
So maybe they'll fight too.
Ooh, we can only hope.
We'll get multiple fights. And we're down to a top 23 after week
we could
one.
I could probably only name you three people.
because there was one point when she said the name to give out the rose, and she said Austin, or no, Aaron. See, now I'm getting that wrong. She said Aaron. And I was like, I heard that wrong. There's no Aaron. And I had to go back, and I was like,
There
is an Aaron. I wrote Aaron down over here, but I definitely would have bet any amount of money that I did not hear that right. I was like, no, there's no Aaron on this show. What is she talking about?
I would have bet money on any of these names that they were not.
You're like, there's that. Okay, there's an Aaron. Okay, cool.
Hey, Aaron.
So we're down to 23, and like I said, I think Katie's going to do a great job whether these guys play along and also give us a good time. Mm-hmm. That's TBD.
Yeah, we'll see.
So
just need a little bit more excitement.
Yes, exactly. So other things beyond this season, Chris Harrison announcing that he officially is stepping away for good. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the chapter, if you will. The timing seemed odd to me. Did he need to talk about it? Did he need to announce it now?
Yeah, I thought of that too. Like, I didn't know if it's not like I think that they could control when he announced it. But yeah, like I don't know. It maybe they should have done it maybe like before it aired, or like a day before this all started. Before the premiere happened, or just not, but during that long break that we had. I don't really understand the timing, why it was the Tuesday morning after the premiere. Like what did that get you?
Cause all I see that is him trying to take the spotlight away from Katie, and whether that's his goal or not, that's what happened. And it just, like fuel to the fire, man. You're not, you know, a lot of people aren't big fans of yours right now, and I don't know that that's helping.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, I think before or after.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, obviously, of that decision. I really wasn't banking on him coming back at all. But I don't know. It's the end of an era.
It is an end of an era. Was there anything else beyond the beyond Chris Harrison saying goodbye, which is a big one, and it's so sort of hard to be like, oh, and plus there's this.
Yeah. There is like there has been a lot of news since we last spoke. I'm obviously not going to talk about every single story because you'd be here forever. But the one of the biggest crazy things is I don't know at what point we finished last season's podcast with this whole Kelly and Peter drama. Like I don't remember what we last talked about. I think we talked about them breaking up. Maybe.
Yeah, it was very early on in the process.
Yeah. So it's just like going back and forth, and she keeps bad-mouthing him, and he just keeps posting pictures with other girls and saying what Kelly's saying isn't true. And it's just like this big battle in the media and podcast world that they just keep going after each other on different people's podcasts. So I'm not really sure what's happening there, but they're definitely not going to get back together anytime soon, I should say. It was not an amicable breakup for sure.
She went on a podcast and was less than complimentary of her piloting ex-boyfriend.
Definitely sounds like it was just a bad breakup. But then one of their biggest things was someone, I forget who, what, like Pete posted it first about the breakup, and it like wasn't supposed to be public yet, and she didn't know until she saw the post. It's just like this whole back and forth thing that, I mean, whatever. They're just trying to stay relevant, maybe. Speaking of that season, Maddie is writing a book, which will be out in October.
Which one?
About her life. The Maddie Pruitt.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So she's writing a book and she announced it last night, I think, that it will be coming out in October. Her whole life, including The Bachelor, which I think she's only 22.
A memoir at 22 is a bold move.
And don't worry, it includes her whole Bachelor experience. So there's that.
I mean, you have to imagine it's going to be like 3/4 of the book.
Yes. I would think. I mean, you said you didn't really have that much of an exciting life when you were on the show. So I probably would have only written a book about my Bachelor experience. But yeah,
let's pre-order Maddie's memoir. Let's do that.
Yeah. Not that we really want to talk about Claire and Dale. But they're now back together again. Not really.
Which is a trend now, apparently.
I guess. Now we have Matt and Rachel back together.
Which to me is weirder.
That's definitely weirder. Like, they make Claire and Dale seem like completely normal human beings. And she like gave him an ultimatum about getting back together. Very weird, but they are already double dating with Tyler and his girlfriend and doing a bunch of community work and just out and about in New York. Not really sure I understand that decision, but to each their own.
So yesterday I was in Brooklyn and I was staying 2 blocks away from an Insomnia Cookies. And I'm like, what are the odds I go into a Brooklyn Insomnia Cookies and Tyler's going to be there? And I never got over there. So I missed my chance at my
time. You probably definitely missed him.
Yeah.
You would have definitely had a good catch up.
Sorry, Tyler. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah. Jason and Caitlin are engaged, which I love
saw
it.
That. Very cute.
And then we kind of touched on it, but So the Bachelor in Paradise hosting situation. So it seems like it's going to start off with David Spade and then be kind of celebrity hosts throughout the season or each season. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it seems that they're not might not even be totally sure beyond David Spade at this point, who big Bachelor fan. He's if you've never seen his Instagram stories, they
are
quite amusing.
It's not as random as it sounds. Basically.
It's not. I know, because I had a bunch of people when that was announced text me and say, "Why would they get David Spade?" And I said, believe it or not, much like I have to explain it to people sometimes, not as many because I'm not famous, but like, believe it or not, he watches the Bachelor franchises.
Yeah.
And does
and is a super
a
fan.
Huge, like, million stories on Instagram about commenting along the way. So, like, this is not that weird. I know it seems like it is, but it's not that weird.
Yeah.
I think it'll end up being weird, but it's the choice
is weird. It's going to be weird 100% for sure. But but I mean, going off of that, basically we're in for 9 months straight of Bachelor Nation shows. So everyone listening is going to be really sick of us. And we're probably going to get sick of each other talking about this. But yeah, it's going to go right into Bachelor in Paradise, right into Michelle being the Bachelorette for another time, like another section of Bachelorette. And then we go right into The Bachelor back in January. So
insanity. Absolute
we'll
insanity.
We'll be talking to you every single day.
This is great. So yes, get to know us. We're your best friends. Don't forget to like and subscribe at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. This is going to be our longest break these last few months that we're going to have for a while. So
I think we both texted each other and we're like, wait, it starts Monday.
It was bonkers. And now it's just never going to end.
It's
never going to end.
I think when they said Katie's season was starting in June and we're like, oh, that's so long. Like, they have to start filming and everything. And then all of a sudden it was June 7th. Like, oh, okay. It's already here.
It's here. We're here. We're in the middle of it. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials, as I said. Katie, thank you as always for your brilliant insight. This is necessary stuff. You're doing God's work.
Yes, I am.
thank you as always for joining us, and even more thank you to the people listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.